堂听 class.com。
二十二，潮州市高三第二次模拟考试。
Text 1. Can you tell me how to get to the bank, please?
Which bank? There are two. The Allied Irish Bank and the Bank of Ireland.
I have an AIB card, and I want to get some money from the bank.
You need to go to the Allied Irish Bank, which is near the local shopping center, Dune Stores.
How do I get there? I don't know anything about this area.
Cross the road and turn left at the other side. Walk along the sidewalk until you've reached the traffic lights. You will see a shopping center on the right-hand side. Keep going straight for about 100 meters and the bank is to your left.
I see. How far is it from here?
It's about a 5 minutes walk from here.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me how to get to the bank, please?
Which bank? There are two.The Allied Irish Bank and the Bank of Ireland.
I have an AIB card, and I want to get some money from the bank.
You need to go to the Allied Irish Bank, which is near the local shopping center, Dune Stores.
How do I get there? I don't know anything about this area.
Cross the road and turn left at the other side. Walk along the sidewalk until you've reached the traffic lights. You will see a shopping center on the right-hand side.Keep going straight for about 100 meters and the bank is to your left.
I see. How far is it from here?
It's about a 5 minutes walk from here.
Thank you very much. Text 2. Telephone rings.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Mel. It's me, Catherine.
Catherine, why didn't you call? I've been worried about you.
No excuse. I've just been totally busy.
Well, how are you doing? How's flight school?
There are a few things I don't like, but overall, it's extremely good.
Well, tell me about it.
Okay, let's see.I hate getting up at 5 a.m., but I have to, because we start at 6:30 every morning. The food turns me off, and I can't stand my roommate. She drives me crazy, but I love my classes.
Have you flown yet?
I've been up in a plane with my instructor, but I haven't been at the controls. I might do that this week, though. I tell you, I'm fond of flying.
How's New Orleans?
Well, I don't care much for the weather. Too hot and wet.But the city's great. It's a fascinating place.
Sounds like you did the right thing going there.
No doubt about it. Hey, Mel, I've got to go to class. Class starts in 5 minutes.
Okay, hey, write me, will you?
I promise. Bye.
Telephone rings.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Mel. It's me, Catherine.
Catherine, why didn't you call? I've been worried about you.
No excuse. I've just been totally busy.
Well, how are you doing? How's flight school?
There are a few things I don't like, but overall, it's extremely good.
Well, tell me about it.
Okay, let's see. I hate getting up at 5 a.m., but I have to, because we start at 6:30 every morning. The food turns me off, and I can't stand my roommate. She drives me crazy, but I love my classes.
Have you flown yet?
I've been up in a plane with my instructor, but I haven't been at the controls. I might do that this week, though. I tell you, I'm fond of flying.
How's New Orleans?
Well, I don't care much for the weather. Too hot and wet. But the city's great. It's a fascinating place.
Sounds like you did the right thing going there.
No doubt about it. Hey, Mel, I've got to go to class. Class starts in 5 minutes.
Okay, hey, write me, will you?
I promise. Bye. Text 3. One summer, a library in Texas was having a terrible problem. The library had grown too big for the building, and they had to move to a new library across town. Everything was finished and paid for, but they discovered that they hadn't left enough money to move their mountains of books across town. Even the cheapest moving company was going to charge several hundred thousand dollars to pack and transfer the books. What could they do? Finally, one smart librarian had a bright idea. She said that the move was going to take all summer, and during that time, the library would be closed. Why not ask everyone to come in and borrow 20, 40, or 100 books? At the end of the summer, they could return them to the new library. The plan worked beautifully, and not only did the library save a lot of money, people read a lot more books. Think of an unusual solution to a problem you've faced, or tell another partner about a problem you're facing at the moment. Try to get possible solutions. One summer, a library in Texas was having a terrible problem. The library had grown too big for the building, and they had to move to a new library across town. Everything was finished and paid for, but they discovered that they hadn't left enough money to move their mountains of books across town. Even the cheapest moving company was going to charge several hundred thousand dollars to pack and transfer the books. What could they do? Finally, one smart librarian had a bright idea. She said that the move was going to take all summer, and during that time, the library would be closed. Why not ask everyone to come in and borrow 20, 40, or 100 books? At the end of the summer, they could return them to the new library. The plan worked beautifully, and not only did the library save a lot of money, people read a lot more books. Think of an unusual solution to a problem you've faced, or tell another partner about a problem you're facing at the moment. Try to get possible solutions. Text 4. Before you can see a doctor, we need some information.
Okay.
What's your last name?
Martinez.
And your first name?
Armando.
Address?
35 Winter Street in Middletown.
Telephone number?
732-4495.
What's your date of birth?
May 15th, 1975.
Your job?
Shoe salesman.
What's your social security number?
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Do you have medical insurance?
Yes, I do.
Do you know your ID number?
I'm afraid not. I left my membership card at home.
That's okay. Take a seat over there and somebody will see you in a few minutes. Before you can see a doctor, we need some information.
Okay.
What's your last name?
Martinez.
And your first name?
Armando.
Address?
35 Winter Street in Middletown.
Telephone number?
732-4495.
What's your date of birth?
May 15th, 1975.
Your job?
Shoe salesman.
What's your social security number?
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Do you have medical insurance?
Yes, I do.
Do you know your ID number?
I'm afraid not. I left my membership card at home.
That's okay. Take a seat over there and somebody will see you in a few minutes.
Text 5. One of the main problems of people living in cities, surprisingly, is the number of homeless dogs and cats in the streets. According to an organization called Friends in Animals, there are 30 million dogs and cats wandering through streets of the nation's cities. Each year, about a fifth of these animals are destroyed. A survey of 41 cities by Friends and Animals reports that as much as $15 million is spent each year to catch and kill them. One city alone, Chicago, spends $1 million a year to control its animal population. New York, on the other hand, which spends a large amount of money on other programs, does not take out tax money to pay for animal control. An organization formed by citizens deals with the problem in New York. One of the main problems of people living in cities, surprisingly, is the number of homeless dogs and cats in the streets. According to an organization called Friends and Animals, there are 30 million dogs and cats wandering through streets of the nation's cities. Each year, about a fifth of these animals are destroyed. A survey of 41 cities by Friends and Animals reports that as much as $15 million is spent each year to catch and kill them. One city alone, Chicago, spends $1 million a year to control its animal population. New York, on the other hand, which spends a large amount of money on other programs, does not take out tax money to pay for animal control. An organization formed by citizens deals with the problem in New York.
Tech 6. Hello, University of Sydney. May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for information about computer programming courses.
Do you want a day or evening course?
Well, it would have to be an evening course, since I work during the day.
Uh-huh. Have you taken any courses in data processing?
No.
Oh, well, data processing is a necessary course. You have to take that course before you can take computer programming.
Oh, I see. Well, when is it given? I hope it's not on Tuesdays.
There's a class that meets on Monday evenings at 7.
Just once a week?
Right, but that's almost 3 hours from 7 to 9:45 p.m.
Oh, well, that's all right. I could manage that. How many weeks does the course last?
Let me see. Oh, yes, 12 weeks. You start the first week in September and finish, just before Christmas, December 21st.
And how much is the course?
It's $300, and that includes the necessary computer time.
Okay. By the way, is there anything that I should bring with me?
No, just your checkbook.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, University of Sydney. May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for information about computer programming courses.
Do you want a day or evening course?
Well, it would have to be an evening course, since I work during the day.
Uh-huh. Have you taken any courses in data processing?
No.
Oh, well, data processing is a necessary course. You have to take that course before you can take computer programming.
Oh, I see. Well, when is it given? I hope it's not on Tuesdays.
There's a class that meets on Monday evenings at 7.
Just once a week?
Right, but that's almost 3 hours from 7 to 9:45 p.m.
Oh, well, that's all right. I could manage that. How many weeks does the course last?
Let me see. Oh, yes, 12 weeks. You start the first week in September and finish, just before Christmas, December 21st.
And how much is the course?
It's $300, and that includes the necessary computer time.
Okay. By the way, is there anything that I should bring with me?
No, just your checkbook.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.